Okay, I'd like to open Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. This year, I'd like to read Colossians. As I mentioned a little bit about this letter to Colossians, this letter was written by Paul, Apostle Paul, when he was in jail. His condition, his circumstance, was the worst situation, more than we imagine, I think. But from this letter, like other two letter episodes were written in the same place, we can never tell this guy, this person is in prison. Of course, he says he has some kind of difficulties, but he's full of joy and he's full of power, and so we can say, oh, he must be in some safe place with good food and surrounded with good guys. But no, he was in the worst situation. This afternoon, I'd like to read the prayer part of Paul, that is Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Let me read. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Amen. Amen. This is the prayer Paul pray for the Colossians. So I'd like to learn this text, that how could we pray for our church? If I put the theme on this sermon, this prayer like Paul for the church. We pray for our needs, or if we pray for our brothers and sisters daily basis, like we did in the service. But do you pray for the church every day? Of course I do. I'm a pastor, but because that is my responsibility. But I'm asking you, the members of the church, do you pray for the church every day? Yes? Amen? Somebody, Well, if we have special needs in our church, what would we pray? But as I read through, Paul was praying for the church in Colossae. Of course, he planted or he started this church, but this prayer is very important not only for the church this church, but also the prayer for every church in the world, of course, the prayer for our church. So I read step by step, how could we pray for the church, or how could we pray for our church, or for your church, or so you can pray for your home church, even in a different country, right? So, number one, Paul pray that we might know the will of God. Verse 9, for this reason, since they we heard about you, and you have not stopped praying for you, and asking you, God, to fill you with the knowledge of His will. That is the first prayer. I have never prayed like this for my first prayer. Lord, fill this church with your knowledge. Well. Of course, this is important, but I do not realize it, how important this is. You know. But in the prison, Paul is thinking about the church in Colossae. The first thing was came in his mind was, Lord, fill the church with the knowledge of your will. Because what? This is the most important thing for the church. We have to know the will of God. We have to have the knowledge of of God's will. Without the will of God, if we do not know clearly about God's will, the church can go. We cannot grow. Maybe we will be good group. Maybe we could have a good fellowship, but we cannot grow. And we cannot perform, we cannot fulfill the will of God. So that is the most important thing. Paul said, Lord, fill you with the knowledge. Not just get the knowledge, or not just pick some knowledges, but fill you the knowledge of the will. How do you think, Pastor Chris? Fill the knowledge. If our church is filled with the knowledge of God, amen. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Not only the church, but also our life too, you know, our lives. If you are filled with the knowledge of God's will, no worry. Right? So that is the most important thing we have to have, and we have to pray. So let's start praying then for our church, for your home church, or your family and yourself. Lord, fill this church. Not just get the knowledge, but fill this church with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. This is the only way we can have the knowledge of God. We cannot get the knowledge of God through our experience. We cannot get knowledge, or we cannot know the will of God through study. No. Only through all spiritual. The Holy Spirit can bring us, provide us, can fill us with the knowledge of God's will. Amen. And number two, pray that we might walk in the way of God. Verse 10, and we pray this is And we pray this is in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. We must pray that not only to have the knowledge, or not only just feel the knowledge, but also to do the knowledge of the do the will of God. That is a different thing. The Epistle of James said, if you have a face, but if you do not do the face doesn't mean anything. So, even if you know, if you fail with the knowledge of God, if you do not do the knowledge of God, it doesn't mean anything. So, we pray this in order that you may live a life. So, you have to fulfill the will of God in your life. You walk in the way of God. Of course, we not only ourselves, but the church. We want every church in over the world filled with the knowledge of God and walk in the knowledge of God and do the knowledge of God, the what God wants us to do. It happens in our daily basis. We know, I know my wife, something she wants me to do, I know. But I don't do that. I can't do that sometimes. I don't do that on purpose sometimes. I know what she wants me to do, but I do not do. Why? I need love. God feels the same way. You know, your church know my will. You know what I want to do. But why you do not do that? Of course you know. But why? Because of lack of love. Maybe lack of courage. So we have to pray, Lord, we need love, we need courage, we need power to do that. Number three, we pray that we might do the work of God. Verse 10, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, may please Him every way. Bearing fruit in every good work. Bearing fruit in every good work. Oh, this is the prayer. Not only doing things, or if we do the will of God, the fruit of God will bear in this congregation. The fruit of God, the fruit of Spirit will appear. The fruit of Spirit is the sign that the church is doing God's will. Our Christian life, if you follow God, if you do the work of God according to His will, the fruit of Spirit will bear in your life. That is a sign. If you do not the fruit of Spirit, stir again. Pray God, Lord, I need your knowledge of will. Fill the knowledge of will and help us to do the will of God. And if you walk in the way of God, the fruit of Spirit will bear in your lives. So this church and your church, the church of the word, has to be with the fill of the fruit of spirit. And number four, pray that we might grow in the knowledge of God. Keep growing. Verse 10. Bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. We have to grow. Not only in terms of quality, but also the quantity. I've been pastoring for this church for over 20 years. When I became a pastor, when I was 23, we had old wooden church. Jim was the last couple who had a wedding ceremony in an old sanctuary. 2 months after we get married, and next year will be 20th anniversary. Yeah. Oh, wow. And at the time, we didn't have English service, but we have English service regular week, and we have sometimes 20 people, 30 people, sometimes 5. But praise the Lord, we have many people this afternoon, and we have about, regularly we have 110 to 130 people come to our service every Sunday. That is one of the biggest church in Hiroshima. Wow. Yes. Yes. But, yeah, like you left, you know, just 100 out of 1 million. Right? Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. So we have to grow. Amen. Yeah. I've been praying recently. I don't know how long I can be a pastor. I became 50 last month, and so maybe 10 years or 15 years, I don't know. But I'm praying that, Lord, I want to build a new sanctuary. Because I want to know the sanctuary is filled every week, and the people ask, Lord, we need a big sanctuary. Don't laugh at me. That's my vision. Amen? 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 Keep praying. Okay? Don't forget this church. Amen? Because we have to grow. Church has to be growing. Yeah. Never stop. Never stop growing. Yeah. Because Jesus died for everybody, and Jesus wants everybody be saved through his blood. Amen? So we pray that we might grow. And also we pray that we might have the power of God. Verse 11. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Oh Lord, we need power. This church needs power because the world is filled with enemies. They have power. Yes, they attack us. They want to weaken this group, this church. They try to sometimes divide, make many problems, you know, because the Satan's, for them, The church is the most ridiculous thing for them. You know, they try to break the church down. They do have any kinds of plans, and they do have any kinds of strategies to break this church. We need power. We need power to release the people. We need the power to go out the word. We need the power to spread the gospel. So Paul again prayed, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Our Lord has glorious might. He won even the death, right? He was risen from the dead. His power is the most powerful power in all over the world. The church is his body. Amen? Jesus Christ is the head of this church. How come we don't have the power of Jesus? We need power. So we have to pray, Lord, give your power on this church. Give your power on every single church in all the world. Please pray for the church in Japan, especially. Unfortunately, the church in Japan is not growing. We're losing members. We're getting old. Most of the churches is like nursing home. Yeah? Yes. Because no young people are saved. So we have to pray for the church, especially in Japan. We are full of material things. We are blessed materially, but we are poor in spirit. We are hunger in spirit. So we need power. Every single church in Japan needs the power to break through this hard time, I think. So please pray for the church in Japan, especially. Finally, we should pray that we might find the joy of God. Verse 11 and 12. Or maybe I need the glasses. Yeah, but not this kind. Yeah. The opposite way. Magnify the small letters. It's too tough to find the numbers. Where is 11? Oh, here. I almost skipped the important part. We should pray to have the power of God. We have all power according to his glorious might, so you may have great endurance and patience. Endurance and patience. That is what we need. Our church need. Pastors need. Yes. Yeah, we need patience, endurance. Right? But without endurance and patience, church cannot go. We need that. And finally, pray for we might find the joy of God and joyful giving thanks to the Father and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. The church has to be filled with joy. Amen. Amen. Has to fill with joy
of God.
Not the joy of earthly things, but joy of God. God is the only one who can give us the joy. So after you all went out the church, you don't know, but I come to the sanctuary and I pray. And I feel something. Yeah. That is joy. After you're gone, but I can still feel, wow, this place is filled with joy. But I pray, Lord, we need more joy. And the people, neighbors, wants to come to this place because of the joy. Because they don't have the joy. I pray that, Lord, that everybody in this town come to this church and ask us, how can we get this joy? So we pray, Lord, fill this place with joy. So all these, I pointed at the six parts, but please read the text again and start praying for the church, for this church, the church in Japan, church in your country, church in all over the world. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that we read the Paul's prayer to the Colossians. This prayer is a little bit different from our prayer, Lord. Why? Because Paul knew the church has to be, and Paul knew that the church, every single church in all of history needs the same thing, that is knowledge of God, that is power, that is joy, that is fruit, and that is growth. Lord, we'll start praying for this church, Lord. We'll start praying for the churches in different countries, Lord. We'll start praying for every countries, Lord. We're praying for all over the world, Lord. The churches. And we pray for the pastors.
Yes.
And we pray for the members, Lord. Lord, we enlarge our prayer. Not just pray for our only needs, but pray for the churches, but pray for the other one's needs, Lord. Lord, change us a prayer warrior, Lord. Lord, we want you to change our prayer that we can fulfill your will in this world, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful church and thank you for this wonderful congregation, Lord. Thank you that our Lord Savior, the head of this church. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.